League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The city is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into the show, everybody. As you know, right now, Montreal and Toronto are 4-4 on aggregate, I believe, now. So I guess Toronto has just scored again as I've walked into studio here after Montreal had taken the lead with our man Dominic Oduro. So it is 4-4 on aggregate. And right now, that is a good result for Toronto FC. 45 minutes to go, though, and a lot of high energy in that one. In wait is the Seattle Sounders. By the way, I hope you worked that turkey off and hoping you had a great Thanksgiving. Globetrotting producer Tyler Scott back from exotic lands behind the glass tonight, as always, here. Fresh on the heels of the Blitz, Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. I myself called two soccer matches out in L.A. on Thanksgiving Day that turned out to be absolutely intriguing. It was definitely a different Thanksgiving. Europa League match with Inter Milan taking a 2-0 lead and then losing 3-2 to Hapoel Beersheva, only to crash and burn in the second half and get knocked out 3-2. Unbelievable. And then I called the U.S. women against Mexico in the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup from Papua New Guinea. Yeah, there's some talk right now about player development on the women's side after Mexico really outplayed them in that game. The U.S. won 2-1, but on Tuesday, the U.S. was knocked out in dominating fashion by Korea DPR. So there you go. Lead item tonight, though, obviously, is the sadness and tragedy that occurred with Chapecoense, the Brazilian team that was aboard an airline that crashed en route to Medellin, Colombia. Yeah, it was obviously a fuel problem in this situation. But, you know, I saw this thing in the morning and woke up and, you know, here's this team making history. They're getting to the Copa South America final called the Copa Sudamerica. It's the second biggest tournament, you know, behind the Copa Libertadores in South America. And it just, it is so stunning, and then to see the reaction of their fans, and then how then globally it hurts everybody connected to soccer. But what totally humanized it for me and actually, you know, brought mist to my eyes was a video that had been posted of these guys dancing in their locker room. And when you're looking directly at the faces of these guys and you're going, they're gone, you know, and they have extended family. And the pain that comes with the extension of their family and the fan bases, and it's scarring. But the video humanized it to me, and just it was a day of real sadness. And there's lots of sad things going on in the world, but you know, these were young faces on these guys, and there has been all kinds of history when it comes to sports teams and aviation crashes. 1949, Torino was a very big team in Italy, hit some mountains. 22 members of that team died. It was called, quote, the day Italian football died. Of course, 1958, Manchester United, 23 dying, the Busby Babes. Tom Clare, the author, who grew up in the shadows of Old Trafford, has been on this show and is, you know, you can feel the pain in his voice to this point. He was a little kid then, knew the players. and you never forget it, and it's humanized. 1961, there was a figure skating team that crashed in Prague going for the World Championships, a U.S. team. Everybody knows the Marshall football team with the movie that was remade with Matthew McConaughey as the coach of that team, Marshall of West Virginia. 77, the University of Evansville basketball team. 87, Alianza Peru crashed in the Pacific Ocean. That's, you know, it's one of the most famous teams in Peru. You know, Nenny Cubillas played for them. He was not involved in that. 1993, Zambia had 18 players die traveling to play against Senegal, I think, in a World Cup qualifier in Africa. So emotional carnage. But boy, this was tough. So tough, especially after it's humanized with the video. So hate to start off on that sadness and tragedy. I mean, I guess out of that comes an amazing outpouring of emotion and support from around the world. Streaming at ESPN975.com. We can always get the podcast of the show at podcastarena.com. A lot of tickets tonight to give away to the NCAA Men's College Cup. We're hosting it here in Houston. We have the semifinals December 9th, and on the 11th is the final. They'll play for a national championship here in Houston. Look, if you're an ex-college player, please be there. You're in a small fraternity or sorority of players, whether you're male or female. Get down there and be a part of it. You're going to connect with a lot of people, you know. There are going to be all kinds of MLS coaches there, all kinds of college coaches, scouts. It's going to be cool. And it's a great weekend to build it around. The King's Court, which is right around the corner there. There's going to be a lot of hanging out over there, and that's where you can prepare for the final and the semis. But there's something really genuine about the college game and the effort that you're going to see down there. After Sunday, we're going to know the four teams that are going to be there. I'll talk about the quarterfinal matchups. Tickets at NCAA.com. You can simply try and win them tonight, though, throughout the show, because I've got a bunch of them to give away tonight. Let's get up for this one tonight. I need your opinion. 713-780-3776. I want your say, agree, disagree, be a participant. 713-780-3776. So if you got thoughts on the first half of the Montreal-Toronto matchup, let me know what you're thinking there. Thoughts on how the Chapecoense, the Brazilian team, the plane crash has affected you. It certainly stirred a lot of emotions in me. Would love your thoughts on that. Bob Bradley getting his first win as a manager in the Premier League with Swansea. That was total insanity this weekend. 5-4 over Crystal Palace. Type of game that managers maybe are not writing home about when it comes to the way the game was played. It was certainly exciting. But note this word that English commentators love to use. Shambolic. Shambolic defending. Well, that's what you saw. It was amateur hour when it came to defending, but you know, it made for great excitement. And we forget that poor play, mistakes, decisions, poor technical execution, these are the things that lead to exciting matches. So who cares? Bradley got his first win. Were you rooting for him? 713-780-3776. U.S. soccer fans, are you rooting for Bob Bradley to do well in the Premier League, or does it not really matter to you? Chelsea got a fantastic result against Spurs, 2-1 win there. Liverpool, well, they get a result, but the Coutinho injury is not one that's too happy right now. Manchester City is on 30 points, Liverpool on 30, Arsenal on 28, 2 for Alexis Sanchez, 1 for Walcott. We can talk anything Premier League. Again, Spurs had an early lead against Chelsea through Kane, but lose 2-1. You know, talk about managers. This guy didn't need to spend a lot of money. Antonio Conte, everybody's talking about him in the Premier League. So the Swansea 5-4 win over Crystal Palace. And one thing you got to say for Bob Bradley and Swansea, they fought after blowing a 3-1 lead. This was wild. It was woolly. It was Premier League. Shocking. Manager standing basically on the sideline in the last 15 or so minutes. Dumbfounded. There's nothing they can do. They can only sit there and watch this thing take place. It was all about emotion and desire. Leroy Fair in the 66th and the 68th. All right. That puts up Swansea 3-1. Then James Tompkins for Palace cuts it to 3-2. 84th minute, Palace tie it up, Benteke. So it's now 3-3. They go into stoppage time. Kabay puts Palace up 4-3. Then Llorente, who has not been playing a lot under Bradley, gets 2 and 2 minutes in stoppage time for the win. Three, yes, count them, three stoppage time goals. Insanity at Swansea and a memorable day for Bob Bradley. 713-780-3776. We are talking this tragic plane crash, just the emotional side of it, the reaction, how you made it feel as a soccer fan. I mean, look, I know it doesn't make it's a terrible feeling, but you know, it's not out of sight, out of mind when you see the videos of these guys that only social media can bring you nowadays. Chelsea Spurs, we'll talk that. Liverpool 2-0 over Sunderland. Divock Origi in the 75th and James Milner, a stoppage time penalty kick. Liverpool's averaging almost 2.5 goals a game. Love it. City at Burnley. Dean Marnie for Burnley in the 14th, countered by 2 goals from Aguero, 37th and 60th. A gritty road win for Pep Guardiola and the citizens. We can talk Mexican Liga playoffs as well. I'm not going out there on a limb predicting a Club America Tigres final. But Club America is going to play Necaxa for the first time since 2002 in the Verano final. Necaxa is looking to be the first team that was promoted to get to the final. Okay, remember, they were promoted since 95-96. Club America got by Chivas in the Super Clásico. Uribe Peralta going away from goal, heading home, spectacular goal. 32 times in the semis for Club America, 11 times in the semis for Tigres. Tigres taking on León, who's an 8th seed, which just reminds me of Monterrey, Mexico. It's got to be the capital of soccer in this part of the world. Tigres and Rayados always getting 40,000-plus. León, though, 7-1-4 since Javier Torrente took over as manager. 713-780-3776. Lot to chew on here tonight. What about Bruce Arena? You happy he is the new U.S. manager? In Bruce we trust? Or are we going to get to the World Cup in Russia? 713-780-3776. Do you like his hiring? Andrew, you started off tonight on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, big fan of the show. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure.
Just wanted to start out with the plane crash. I think it's absolutely tragic and horrifying what happened, but it's really touching to kind of read some of the stories that are coming out of all the different soccer federations and, you know, offering free transfers and things like that. I wanted to get your take on that. And I also just had a quick question, and then I'll hang up and listen. Do you think there'll be any, I guess, late action taken against the West Ham keeper for that tackle on Zlatan today? I don't know if you watched the game, but the boot to the knee was pretty brutal. I don't know how the ref missed it. But anyway, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks again.
Andrew, thank you very much for the phone call. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see the United game today, but from all accounts, against West Ham in cup play, United playing like United should. Let's just remember it's West Ham United, but I think the needle, as it is per game, every Manchester United fan is going right now, okay, this is the platform for Mourinho, and off we go from here, and it's going to be better football. At least that's the hope. Retroactive, lots of things can happen. I don't think there's any question, but I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment on it, Andrew. As far as the plane crash, I think the soccer world comes together because of its reach, right? And it is global right now. The outpouring of emotion and support is global. I mean, I got a guy coming on the show later on, Marcelo Galvan, who's an assistant with the Houston Dash, and he's already talking about trying to get things sent to the family members of the Brazilian team, Chapecoense. I mean, this is the type of reaction it elicits it. And the one thing that comes out of this, man, you see the goodness in people. With all the crap that's spewed out at us these days and the stuff we get on social media where people are assassinating people's characters and being paid to do it, and there's so much untruth out there, and unfortunately people believe it. To see things like this, when the goodness of humans comes out, which there is more of it, unfortunately it just isn't covered by an inept media. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. 3776 is the number to call in tonight. Don't forget Barcelona hosting Real Madrid in the, boy, that classic matchup this weekend. Real Madrid's on 33 points, Barcelona on 27. So that is certainly a big one. The Chapecoense Brazilian club team, the plane crash. Tell me how it affects you emotionally and as a human being. Like I said before, when I saw and looked at some of the video of these guys celebrating the success and the history that they were making and the smiles on their faces in the intimacy of their locker room, that's when it hit me even bigger. Because now I had the physical face to see. I saw the youth in their faces. I saw the hope and possibility in their faces. And like that, they're gone. 713-780-3776. We will go to the phone lines. What do we got there? Okay, we're going to get, we'll get to the phone lines. I think Novo is the man we want. Novo, what's on your mind, Novo? Novo, you
Hello?
There? Yes, Novo, you're on the air. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing fine. I wanted to just call in this evening and express my condolence to the families of the air crash in Colombia. I say that these things happen once in a while. I remember when it happened in the 80s with the Zambia national team. It was a tragic incident then, and this one is equally very tragic. But we remember the families of the lost ones and just pray that these things don't happen too often.
Yeah, I can feel the emotion in you. Are you Brazilian, Novo?
No. I'm originally from Nigeria.
Ah, Super Eagle.
But I've lived here. Yeah, Super Eagles. I've lived here for 20 years. But you know, soccer is just one happy family. You know.
Yeah.
We compete. When the game is over, you root for the other team. So I was really touched. You know, and but I just wanted to say our prayers are with their families and loved ones, and also with the greater soccer community.
You know, Novo, when I hear from Nigerian fans in Houston, and I know there's a ton of soccer fans here, it puts a smile on my face because I know what the sport means to the Nigerian community. I just wish there was a way Major League Soccer locally here could engage you more because the passion that the Nigerian soccer fan has is incredible.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, talking about the MLS, you know, I watched the Toronto and the Impact game.
Yes.
I mean, that was a tale of two halves. I root for the Toronto team because of Jovinko.
Yep.
And Orchidor. But man, I thought they were dead, you know. In fact, I left them for dead at halftime.
I think a lot of people did.
But to see them come back and fight ferociously, man, now we have a game.
Yeah, are you watching right now? Because the second half just started. It's now 4-4 on aggregate. But I think,
I know, but I just left the house briefly to pick up something up. But, man, I'm telling you, soccer is here to stay in North America. I was telling your call screener that I mentioned this to you before last year, that in 20 years, soccer will be the biggest sport in North America. The demographics say that. The trend and other participation at the youth level says that. But what the MLS needs to do now is to find people like you more and put them on the radio and television to be analysts and opinion shapers. Because I'll tell you this now, nothing drives sports more than talk radio. So we need to have people on the radio who know the game and who can talk and analyze and break down the game. So that will further project the sport into the larger community.
Can't disagree with anything you're saying, Novo, and with callers like you that you know, I can sense you feel the game, and the game's a part of your life, and I know it is in the Nigerian community. All we got to do is find the next JJ Okocha and get him here to Houston to play for the Dynamo.
Hey, in fact, you know, I tried some time ago, you know, I made a call to a couple of these teams. I said, one other way we can do this is this. Instead of going to get some of these retired or soon-to-be-retired stars in Europe. Don't get me wrong, they are important. I love David Villa in New York. I think he did a great job the last 2 years.
Yep.
But we can also get some young Africans, you know, some young Latin Americans, just up and coming, you know.
Yeah, I think Major League Soccer is doing that a little bit more. You know, they got Mauro Diaz in Dallas. You know, they got some of these players now, Valeri in Portland. Yeah. We need one in Houston now, and I think the pressure's on the Dynamo general manager, Matt Jordan, who's going to be on the show later, and Wilmer Cabrera and the Dynamo to find that player that is going to be our star that we can wrap our arms around here in Houston. You can't deny it anymore. It's got to happen.
Yeah.
All right, Novo, thank you. So much. Right, I wish you great holidays and keep tuning in and keep contributing to the show. We need guys like you. All right. Let's keep it going here. Gustavo, what's on your mind, Gustavo?
Yes, Glenn. You know, you asked the question about how the tragic that happened in Colombia, how it affects us personally. I mean, in the soccer world, you've seen all the pour out of affection and sympathy for what's happened. But me, on a personal level, have you seen one of the videos of one of the players receiving the news that he was going to be a dad? That personally touches me because I remember the day I received the news I was going to be a father and how happy that makes you, how that fills your life with something that words can't put in, you can't put into words. And for that to be taken away from, you know, from someone so tragically, it's very sad. And that personally, you know, that's how it touched me, just seeing that video of that player reacting to the news. And, you know, his baby's not going to grow up, you know, without a father. Or he's going to grow up without a father.
Yeah, there's so many side stories that we don't even know about based on the extended families of all these players. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, that's why I said to me, well, when I saw the players celebrating, hey, is there an earthquake at your house or what? When we said that we saw videos of the players and the humanizing of their faces. I mean, I looked very carefully at their faces and then basically put my phone down. I'm like, these guys are gone. It's horrible. 703-780-3776. Who do we got here? Ovind? Ovind, how are you, Ovind? What's on your mind?
I'm doing fine. I'm the second time call again, and as always, I really appreciate your show. And as I mentioned, I'm very glad you touched on this tragedy in Colombia. You know, any soccer fan, you know, feels it, and everybody gets goosebumps when we hear it and listen to it. So I do really appreciate it, and I speak to all the soccer fans. And being an ex-college soccer player, it definitely reaches out to everybody, and I hope everybody will you know, enjoy life and all that. Just to go a little bit separate way, for a second, I just want to hear your opinion. My favorite team is, and I'm old school, Leeds United.
Yep.
And I want to hear what you think, what your thoughts about this crazy Italian owner. Do you think that we have a chance getting up for the playoffs? All right, now we're in fifth place. But you never know in that league. It's a crazy league, and I want to hear your opinion about that.
Yeah, how did you think Leeds played against Liverpool?
I mean, yeah, you know, I was very proud of the boys. Yes,
yeah.
Liverpool played with the second tier, or at least a lot of players claim that way. But they made us proud for sure. And of course, the fans were all over Anfield yesterday. I thought they did a good run for it, and it was good to see finally, you know, Leeds entering Anfield Road after good memories of Iduka doing some damage against them in the past.
You know, I haven't seen him play as much as I would like this year because there's only so many games you can watch. What I do remember when I was a little kid were some of the famous players. And one of them was Peter Lorimer, who had tremendous power from long range. And he did came to the NASL over here. And Johnny Giles, of course, you know, these are legendary guys for Leeds. And when they did drop down, and I remember it was a big financial thing, and it was very tragic and very sad, and the history of some of these teams that maybe some of the younger people now that have picked up the Premier League don't know about, like a Leeds United, is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Ovind, really quick, where are you from?
I know. I'm Norwegian.
I figured Norway or Sweden.
I did a little profile on you. I didn't know that you were part of David Alkins because I used to play for West Virginia Wesleyan for 1 year in 1988, and we beat you pretty bad that year.
Well, I wasn't there then. I was long gone.
I know that. But then I played my last 3 years with Kenny Lola at Belmont Abbey, and of course he has a great tremendous success in Louisville, and it's going to be interesting to see how he does now in the next round. And that was my question. Who do you think is going to? Who do you like the most winning it?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get to a hard break because we need it. Are you still living in? Are you living in Houston now? Are you calling from Houston?
Yeah.
Great.
Yes,
so I hope we see you down at the NCAA College Cup. Are you going to go?
I will be there.
Awesome.
Be there.
And on Thursday night, there'll be an event over at the King's Court right near the stadium. Head down there because all kinds of college players are going to be there, and we want you there.
Okay, I will be there.
You rock, Ovin. Thank you very much for the phone call here tonight. We'll talk a little NCAA College Cup around the corner here and let you know who the semifinals are. I'll tip you off to who I think is going to get there. I'm actually calling those games. It's a dream come true for an announcer working for ESPN right here in Houston with gold medalist Kate Margraf from the U.S. Women's National Team back in the day. NCAA College Cup, December 9th, semis, December 11th, the final. Right here in Houston, NCAA.com for your tickets. We'll take a break. 713-780-3776. Let's keep the phone calls going tonight.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
80th minute. Rob Lovejoy. Barnes has got to keep himself onside. Lovejoy trying for his first MLS goal. And he's got it. The rookie has changed the game here in the second half. Rob Lovejoy.
And welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Rob Lovejoy has retired from the game. So there's a Dynamo player that moves on. That's his greatest MLS moment there, scoring at home from long range and had some real injury problems. Matt Jordan, the Dynamo general manager, later on the show, I'm going to ask him all kinds of things. Where he's finding a number 10, what percentage of the roster has to be turned over. This is a must-listen interview with the Dynamo general manager. It's about 20 minutes in length, so we're going to go over a lot of things, including the pros and cons of having RGV down in the Valley, which has always been a bit of a stickler for me. Hey, Bayern Munich, get down there, one of our great soccer-watching spots. They'll have the El Clasico tomorrow between Barcelona and Real Madrid. Say hello to Raymond there. More importantly, next Wednesday, we got a big supporters groups event down there around the NCAA College Cup. We're going to be selling tickets down there, giving some away for free. It's a wonderful open-airy spot. BayernMunich.com, 2616 Louisiana Live Show next Wednesday. King's Court, 903 Hutchins. It's right by the south side of the stadium. Come by. Great British pub food, Indian food, rooftop, really cool view of downtown. Jay's the guy down there. Talk to Jay. Tell him Glenn sent you down there. Grab a meal. They got great DJs. DJ Yon Don and Mr. 26 spin down there. I'll see you there after Dynamo matches next year. But more importantly, NCAA College Cup weekend, this is the place to go, right by the stadium, the King's Court. That's where you can get all kinds of different beers, tap beers, great cocktails. Chelsea, Manchester United fan clubs are there all the time. Sunday, when it's the final, you know what? Go there. Catch the Premier League before going over to watch the NCAA Championship December 11th, King's Court. Right now, caller number 246, I'm giving you a pair of tickets to the NCAA Men's College Cup semifinals. So you get two games on Friday night, December 11th. Right now, callers 2, 4, and 6. Meanwhile, We'll go to the phone lines. Marcelo Galvão of the Houston Dash. He's one of their assistant coaches. He's Brazilian. He joins us now on the show. Marcelo, how are you?
I'm doing well, Glenn. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for taking the time to come in here. And I just want to spend a quick 4 or 5 minutes with you and just kind of talk a little bit about Chapa Coense. You know, look, we're going through the emotion of this thing. There's been a wonderful outpouring from around the world. But if you can just kind of tell us a little bit about this club, because it's a smaller club, and what had been going on, and some of your thoughts on the reaction in Brazil.
Yeah, first of all, Glenn, thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for the opportunity of sharing what's going on with Chapecoense and the soccer family in Brazil. Yeah, Chapecoense is a relatively young club. They have they were founded in 1973. But just recently, in the last 7 years, that's when they actually made it to the pro level. They created the pro program, professional program. They started all the way from the fourth division. They kept moving up over the last 7 years. And about 3 years ago, they ended up making to the Premier League in Brazil, the first division in Brazil. And they actually been keeping up on the first division. So they were a solid team. Last year, they qualified in the top six teams in Brazil, qualifying to the South American Championships, which is called the Copa Sudamericana, which is the equivalent to the Europa League in Europe. But in South America, you have Libertadores Cup as your Champions League in Europe and in South America. And you have Copa Sudamericana as your Europa League equivalent, right, in Europe.
Yep. So they got all the way. They got all the way to the final. They were celebrating this, and they're on a plane going to Medellin, Colombia, to take on Atlético Nacional, right?
That is correct. So and, they're supposed to play in Colombia,
right?
They
so
qualified last week.
Correct. So let me just take you to. Have you heard anything in the Brazilian press about the cause of this? Obviously, it's a fuel situation. I've heard a couple of things that they took the risk to try and get in there with the fuel and had to wait and circle. Then I also heard that the fuel was dumped based on the fact that the pilot had dumped the fuel. What are they saying in Brazil?
Right now, a lot of people are waiting for the official say of the authorities, but the main commentary that they're hearing is that they had barely enough fuel to get to their destination, because of the circling that they had to do, then there's not enough fuel for them to land the plane, and then they were trying to be guided because of the electrical shortage due to the lack of fuel, and so because of that, then they were trying to be guided to the airport, and that's when then the tragedy happened.
If that's the case, based on supposedly what I've read and how far that plane can go when it's fueled, somebody who made that decision has to go to jail. Has to.
Yeah, it's just a shame. I think there is it's such a risk to take.
If that's the truth, now I don't want to jump to conclusion here because we haven't heard everything. All right, Marcelo is an assistant, by the way, with the Houston Dash. Anything else to shed the light on? I mean, what did it? You know, you're a Brazilian. I mean, I don't think that really even. I mean, that may matter a little bit more, but I mean, I think the whole soccer world. I mean, I saw this, and then I had mentioned earlier in the show, Marcelo, that when I looked at some of the videos of them celebrating and saw the youthful faces of these guys with hope, possibility, the excitement of what they were going through on this run to get to the Copa Sudamerica final, it totally humanized it for me. I mean, it got me very emotional, quite frankly.
Yeah, and Glenn, it's one of those that, you know, a lot of times you take things for granted in life, isn't it? We fly a lot with teams, and we don't even think about some of those situations. And for you to see a team like Chapecoense and to struggle what they struggled, to go through what they went through and make it where they made it, and then to have life end this way is just something that you can't fathom, that you can't imagine or think too much about, and you don't even imagine. And just shows that a lot of times how sometimes life is fragile, and we need to count our blessings and take advantage of all the moments with the people that we love. In Brazil is mourning right now. Everybody's behind Chapecoense and the city of Chapeco. We have great friends that we're working with in Brazil that were supposed to be receiving the team for the second leg match in Curitiba, because the Chapecó stadium is a small stadium. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't going to be able to support the number of fans. So they were moving the game to Curitiba at the Curitiba stadium. And we're in direct communication with the people there regarding all the efforts that are being done to help the families and help the youth system of Chapecoense, and also the remainder, the players that did not travel for whatever reason. And so there's a lot of mourning. They're planning a massive funeral service at the stadium, so with all the victims there. They're believing that there's going to be at least a few hundred thousand people coming.
Doesn't surprise me, Marcelo. Marcelo, unfortunately, we're up against a heartbreak, but thank you for bringing your thoughts to this. Just such a tragic situation. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, Glenn, and all the best to you guys. Look forward to the future.
Yes. Marcelo Galvão, also an assistant coach with the Houston Dash under Randy Waldrum. And he joins us, obviously, from the beautiful soccer country and great country of Brazil, as we all mourn the passing of so many on the Chapecoense soccer team. Tough one. Really know what to say. As we go to break here, a reminder here, Kings Court, 903 Hutchins, right downtown, right by the south side of the Dynamo Stadium, BBVA Compass. Great British pub food, Indian food, rooftop deck, cool view of downtown. Jay is the man down there. Talk to Jay. They got incredible kebabs, by the way. It's a great vibe there. It's going to be your headquarters for the NCAA College Cup. So whether pregame for Friday or postgame for the doubleheader, two semis, or pregame watching the Premier League before going to the national championship game on Sunday. Speaking of that, College Cup, NCAA.com. Get your tickets there, NCAA.com. NCAA.com. We'll take a quick break here. We'll remind you also that the Gorgeous Gale is a great place to see the Real Madrid-Barcelona match this weekend. The Gorgeous Gale is a place for you. Head over to 5555 Morningside. Catch all the best soccer and football matches there. Stop by for a pint and a bite. They got great whiskey offerings. Say hello to my friend Peter. Great open field, a lot of monitors. We've done live shows from there. TheGorgeousGale.com, official Soccer Matters pub. Next Wednesday, we do a live show in Midtown at Bar Munich. We want you there. Next Wednesday, Midtown, Bar Munich. Let's have some fun. Right now, sixth caller, you get a pair of tickets to the 2016 NCAA Men's College Cup National Championship match, December 11th. Right now, sixth caller. Take a break, 7-Up break.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, Didier Drogba, I guess getting set, has come on now for the Montreal Impact. This is insanity in Toronto. It is now 5-5 on aggregate. If this holds after 90 minutes, it is on to extra time. Drogba is on. This sets up perfectly for him to be the superhero. This is an incredible night of playoff soccer. And you know, sometimes we don't like the playoffs. Tonight, the playoffs are shining through in Major League Soccer. By the way, when I've been giving tickets away tonight for the NCAA Men's College Cup, it's been pretty incredible. the response that we're getting. The phone lines are lighting up, which is a very positive sign to me, which tells me we're going to really live up to it. But if you don't win them, please go. If you're an ex-college soccer player, get down there, be a part of it. You're in a small brethren of others who are going to be there that are ex-college players. There'll be tons of MLS coaches there and scouts. Four very good college teams are going to end up here, players that are going to get picked in Major League Soccer, some of them. And for many of them, this is the biggest sporting moment they'll have in their lives. And that genuine nature will come through. If you're a youth coach or a high school coach, come on, it's game on. You got to get your kids down there. That's your practice session. Don't be one of the teams out on a field on Friday night. Be down there, taking your kids there. They're going to absolutely love it. So right now, with that in mind, I'm going to give a pair of tickets away to the sixth caller before I get to a good friend of mine. Sixth caller right now, you get a pair of tickets to the 2016 NCAA Men's College Cup semifinals. So you're going to see two games with these tickets on Friday night, the first one starting at 5. Sixth caller right now, a pair of tickets to the NCAA Men's College Cup semifinals on Friday night. So there you go. Just a reminder, there have been tremendous sporting tragedies, and we've been talking tonight about the Chapecoense, the Brazilian team that has perished, sadly, in this crash heading into Medellin. I talked about 1949 Torino. 1958, Manchester United, 23 died. They were called the Busby Babes. At the time, he was a young man. And he's Tom Clary. He's a noted author for Manchester United. He's a Manchester United gatekeeper, as far as I'm concerned. I've been so fortunate to become friends with this man in my life since he has come to Houston. And he's going to join us now. Now, I want you to remember, he's going to tell you and talk to you about this from the perspective of being a young man growing up near Old Trafford and getting to know these players who were very, very approachable back then. Tom, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Good evening, Glenn. It's a pleasure.
And he is the noted author, Tom Clare. You know, when you see something like this, I can just only imagine sort of the wounds that this opens, the heartache, yeah, the loss of humanity and the emotions that must just stir within you, really having lived your entire life through the 1958 Manchester United, yeah, air crash.
Mm-hmm. It was rather spooky, actually, Glenn, because on Monday evening I was doing a thing on Twitter for Red News, and around about 11 o'clock there was a flash came up from World News which told of the aircraft going down and saying that there was this soccer team on board, and my heart sank. It just brings anything like this, it just brings the memories flooding back, and it's hard for people, you know. They've got to remember that this was a group of young, vibrant young people. You know, it had the cream of their sporting press again. It had their coaches and their fitness people on board. It's from a poor community. These people were all icons in that community with the successes that they've been having over the last 4 years. And obviously there was a correlation there between the club, between the players and between their fans there. In fact, the players, you could say, you know, they were assets. They were assets to the club. They would have been approachable to all the people in the town there. And it just brings the tragedy, you know, right into your face. It's so sad because it just shows you how fragile life is, and you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I sat there thinking of it, and the first thing I thought of was the poor people in Chapecoense, and I knew what they must be going. And then yesterday morning was the picture of the little boy sat in the stadium there. I knew exactly how that young guy was feeling. The people and that child and all the rest of them, they will carry this for the rest of their lives. There's no two ways about it. My contemporaries and I, you know, we went through it in 1958. Another team, a team of young people, similar to this team that's gone down on Monday, who brought a vibrant outlook to the game, played a terrific type of game, brightened it, and had a beautiful future in front of them and a life to live in front of them, and it's snuffed out in an instant. And I understand just what's going on in that city now, and I actually grieve with them. I do.
Let me ask you something, because the raw emotion that's coming out of you right now.
Yeah.
You know, what I have observed from you is that I believe one of the ways you have dealt with this is to making sure that they're honored and never forgotten.
Well, this is it. These people will know, in their own way, they will become immortal. I mean, the Busby Babes will never be forgotten. The people of Manchester will never allow them to be forgotten. And it'll be the same, in the Brazilian town. You've got to keep the memory. You've got to keep the flame going there, because what happened at Manchester United became the platform for what they are today.
Tom Clare, noted author, forever a babe amongst a ton of books he's written. And I highly recommend Tom's writings, but I always call Tom a gatekeeper, because there is such genuine love of a soccer club that bleeds out of this man. I mean, I think we look around these days and we wonder how genuine some of the fans really are, but there's no one more genuine than this man that I'm talking to right now. Now, a guy that really had a real heavy influence on you was what was considered at the time one of the most talented young forwards, Duncan Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
He did not make it. Do you ever find yourself, Tom, just sort of sitting in a place, thinking, and just going, I wonder Duncan would be like today, what type of career he would have had, what type of man he might have ended up being?
It's funny, really, because October the 1st would have been his 80th birthday. It's strange to think that he was only just over 8 years older than I was.
Yeah.
You know, the guy, he was just such a wonderful player, and probably the most outstanding player that, in my eyes, that Britain have produced. And you've got to remember that Duncan died now almost 60 years ago. It's 58 years ago this year. He is still probably the most talked about player in Britain. And that says something. You know, that's the legacy that's come through with him. And that's come through from the people that he played with, the people he played against, the history that he's left behind. He was an absolutely magnificent young boy. And, I mean, I had the pleasure of knowing him. And I got to know a lot of people who knew him. He lived his life the right way. He was an athlete. He didn't drink. He didn't smoke. He lived for the game of football. He never tired of playing the game, and I think, as I've told you before, there was one season when he played 105 first-class games in a season, and players today say they're tired.
And those players, though, you had always made it very clear to me that, you know, that was a different breed of athlete. Nobody was playing the game to get rich. They were playing the game out of pure passion and love of the game.
No, but Duncan was no man's fool, though. You know, his basic pay on his contract when he passed away was £17. But it was amazing that he did deals with a boot firm there, a cleat firm. He did deals with Dextrosol, the energy drink there, and the energy tablet. When he died at 21, he left the equivalent of $50,000,
which big money.
Yeah, you know, so he wasn't backward in that way, but the game came first. Everything was about the game. And, when he suffered his injuries in the crash, in a lot of ways, and it's sad to say this, it was probably better if he did pass, because from the injuries he received, he would never have played again, and he'd have been confined to a wheelchair. And I don't think he would have ever been able to live with that. Jimmy Murphy, the coach who absolutely idolized Duncan, it broke his heart to see him lying there. And he said the same. You know, he said Jimmy's favorite saying was, he said, there's an athlete at this time who goes around shouting out, I'm the greatest, I am the greatest. He said, well, I've got news for him. He said, the greatest, he said, was a young 21-year-old player from Manchester United who passed away in the Munich air crash.
Tom, you're the best. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at Bayern Munich in Midtown. Yes. And, boy, thank you for the nice testimony here tonight. We appreciate it. It really puts it in context.
My pleasure, Glenn. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
All right. That's noted author Tom Clare. Forever a Babe. It's a great read. He's got a whole bunch of other Manchester United-related books. Tom Clare, it's easy to find him. I think you get his stuff on the internet at by Googling him. You'll find out where you can get his books. Bud Light, I remind you that Bud Light has been great sponsors of this show for so long. And I thank Bud Light from the bottom of my heart because they supported soccer on the radio back in the days when nobody was. And that's why we say thank you, Bud Light. So get out. Get a smooth, clear, clean, crisp Bud Light. Bud Light, longtime sponsors of soccer, your sport, the global sport. It's American-grown and imported for the latest concerts, festival happenings in Houston. Like Bud Light on Houston, Bud Light Houston on Facebook, or follow Bud Light Houston. Bud Light, raise one right now. I will remind you that coming up in the next hour, we will visit with Brian Sciarretta of American Soccer Now. A lot of talk on Bruce Arena. We will also have on the show Matt Pence from the Seattle Times. And also, you're not going to want to miss it, a very in-depth interview with Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. So don't forget, that's all coming up in the next hour. We'll take a quick break here. 7-Up Bud Light break. Thank you for tuning in tonight and stick with us. We got more to come. PodcastArena.com is where you get the podcast. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.